Part 1, Chapter 6. Turl belched. It was a polite way to attract attention, but the belch didn't make much impression through the whine and howl of machines in the transport department maintenance dome. Zit's concentration on his work became more marked. Mindsight 16's transport chief had little use for the security head. Every time a tool or a car or fuel turned up missing, or something was broken, it got attention from security. Three crashed cars were strewn about in various stages of reassembly, one of them very messy with splotches of green cyclo blood in the interior upholstery. The big drills that dangled from the ceiling rails pointed sharp beaks this way and that, idling in their programming. Lathes with nothing in their jaws spun, waiting for something to twist and shave. Belts snarled and slapped at each other. Turl watched the surprisingly nimble talons of Zit disassemble the small concentric shells of a high-speed jet engine. Turl had hoped to detect a small tremble or two in Zit's paws. If the transport chief's conscience was bothering him, it would be much easier to do business. There was no tremble. Zit finished the disassembly and threw the last ring on the bench. His yellow orbs contracted as he looked at Turl.
Well, what have I done now?
Turl lumbered closer and looked around.
Where are your maintenance men? We're 15 mechanics under complement. They were transferred to operations over the last month. I know it and you know it. So why are you here?
As chief of security, Turl had learned through experience not to be very straightforward. If he simply asked for a manual reconnaissance plane, the transport chief would demand the emergency voucher, not get it, and say, no transport. And there were no emergencies for security on this dull planet. Not real ones. In hundreds of years of operation, there had not been the slightest security threat to intergalactic mining operations here. A dull security scene, and consequently the chief of that department was not considered very important. Apparent threats had to be manufactured, with guile as their sole ingredient.
I've been investigating a suspicion of conspiracy to sabotage transport,
said Turl.
Kept me busy for the last 3 weeks.
He eased his bulk back against a wrecked car.
Don't lean on that recon. You'll dent its wing.
Turl decided it was better to be friendly and rumbled over to a stool at the bench where Zit was working.
Confidentially, Zit. I've had an idea that could get us some outside personnel. I'm working on it, and that's why I need a manual recon.
Zit batted his eye bones and sat down on another stool, which creaked despairingly under his 1,000-pound bulk.
This planet,
said Turl confidingly,
used to have a sentient race on it.
What race was that?
Asked Zit suspiciously.
Man!
Zit looked at him searchingly. A security officer was never noted for his sense of humor. Some had been known to bait and entrap, and then file charges. But Zit couldn't help himself. His mouth bones started to stretch, and even though he sought to control them, they spread, and suddenly his laugh exploded in Turl's face. Zit hastily got it under control and turned back to his bench to resume work.
Anything else on your mind?
Asked Zit, as an afterthought. This was not going well, thought Turl. Well, that's what happened when you were frank. It just didn't mix with security.
This suspicion of conspiracy to sabotage transport?
Said Turl, as he looked around at the wrecked cars with half-lowered eye bones.
Could reach to high places.
Zit threw down a wrench with a clang. A low snarl rumbled in him. He sat there, staring in front of him. He was thinking.
What do you really want?
He asked at last.
A recon plane. For 5 or 6 days.
Zit got up and yanked a transport schedule clipboard off the wall and studied it. He could hear Turl almost purring.
You see this schedule?
Said Zit, pushing it under Turl's nose.
Well, yes. Do you see where it has 6 drone recons assigned to security? Of course. And do you see where this has been going on for?
Zit peeled back sheet after sheet.
Blast! For centuries, I suppose. Have to keep a mindsight planet under surveillance,
said Turl complacently.
Under surveillance for what? Every scrap of ore was spotted and estimated long before you're in my living memory. There's nothing out there but mammals, air organisms.
There might be a hostile landing.
Here?
Sneered Zit.
Company probes in outer space would detect it ages before it ever arrived here. Turl, transport has to fuel and maintain and recondition those drones 2 and 3 times a year. You know, and I know, the company is on an economy wave. Tell you what.
Turl waited, sourly, to be told.
If you will let us cancel those recon drones, I'll put a tri-wheel ground cycle at your disposal for a limited time.
Turl let out a small, shrill scream. Zit amended his bargain.
A ground car at your disposal, when ordered.
Turl lumbered over to the crashed vehicle that had blood on its seat.
Wonder if this was caused by faulty maintenance.
Zit stood there, unrelenting. The crash had been caused by too much Kerbango on duty.
One recon drone programmed to cover the whole planet, once a month. One ground car at your permanent disposal.
Turl looked at the other wrecks, but couldn't think of anything. These investigations were done and dead. Teach him to close investigations. He wandered back to Zit.
One drone recon programmed to cover the whole planet once a month. One armored and firepower ground car at permanent disposal, with no questions on ammunition, breathe gas, or fuel requisitions.
Zit took the forms from the bench drawer and made them out. He shoved the papers and clipboard at Turl. As he signed, Turl thought to himself that this transport chief really ought to be looked into. Maybe for ore robbery. Zit took the papers back and removed from the switchboard the combination key card of the oldest and rattiest ground car that was gathering dust in the garage dome. He coupled it with a coupon book for ammo, another for breathe gas, and another for fuel. The deal would never actually become part of recorded history as a deal, for the dates of the orders were carefully not coincident. Neither suspected that they had just materially altered the future of the planet, and not for the better of Intergalactic. But that is sometimes the way with large commercial companies. When Turl had left to get his Mark II, armored, firepower, ground car, Zit thought to himself that it was wonderful what lies executives told just to be able to go hunting. Kill mad, they all were. Machine kill mad, too, from the jam-ups he had to repair. What a story. Man, a sentient race indeed. He laughed and got back to work.